This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom aleichem, bruchim abam. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Masechta Nedarim, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis. We start Lamed Beis Amud Aleph at the end of the page. V'amar Rami Bar Abba. Rami Bar Abba said, we're going to learn about more gematrias. We just had before a number of gematrias of Rami Bar Abba. Rami Bar Abba said that the 318 men were Eliezer, and that Akev Avram Avinu listened to Hashem for 172 years. And now, V'amar Rami Bar Abba, Hasatan b'chushbana tasmeya b'shitin b'arba. The word Hasatan is gematria 364, because those are the number of days that the Satan has dominion over us, but he doesn't have dominion over us on Yom Kippur. Says the Ran, Hasatan b'chushbana tasmeya b'shitin b'arba havu. The Yemois Hachama, the solar calendar, Shin Samachay, 365 days, and Kain Ikachad Yom, and the Lesley Rishus Salamistan, then there's one day that the Satan does not have Rishus to instigate the Hainu Yom Makipura. V'amar Rami Bar Abba, Ksiv Avram, Ksiv Avraham. It says Avram without a hay, and it says Avraham with a hay. B'tchila, at first, Himlichai Kalishvach Masayim Arbao Shloisha Evarim. At first, God gave him dominion over 243 limbs. And then in the end, God gave him dominion over 248. Elohim, these are the additional five limbs he now had control over. Shtei Einayim, the two eyes. Ushtei Oznayim, the two ears. Veroish Hagvia, and the Brismila. Says the Ran, Shtei Einayim, Ushtei Oznayim. Shabbatchila Himlicha Kazrach Alayvarev Shem Bershusai. At first, God gave him dominion over the limbs that are in his domain. Li zoher me'avira, to be careful from avira. Aval einav va'aznav shaladam, but the eyes and the ears of a person, einam bershusai, are not in a person's control. Because if somebody says something, you're going to hear it. If someone passes by, you're going to see it. Shari al karcha yira be'einav va'aznav yishma. You see against your will, you hear against your will. V'soif, in the end, kishanimal, himlichai HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God gave him dominion. Afilu al elu, even on these limbs, shelo yistakel, that he will not see, velo yishama, and he will not hear, kiyim dvar mitzvah, only are items of a mitzvah. Which is a chiddush. How's that possible even? It seems superhuman. What if something improper was said, his ears will not hear it? That's what it seems like. Veroish hagvila gvia shanima, the tip of the body, meaning the male member, because it was circumcised. V'amar Rami Bar Abba, Ma'idichsev, what does the pasuk mean? It's a pasuk in Koheles. Ir Ketana. There's a small city, Va'anoshim Bama'at, with few people, Uba'ilea Melch Gadol. And a great king came and set siege, V'savavaisas, encircled it. Ubana Alem, at Saidim Gedam, he built great fortresses. U'matzaba Ish Misgein Chacham, there was an old, wise man, Umilad Hu Esair Bachmasa, he saved the city with his wisdom. Now I'm reading to you the Pasuk. But Adam Loi Zachar Esaisha Miskenahu, and nobody remember that old wise man. What is this referring to? V'amar Rami Bar Abba. Maidh Siv. What does it mean? Ir Katana Va'anoshim Bagoimer? Ir Katana, a small city, Zehaguf, that's the body. Va'anoshim Bama'at, and there are few people, Elu Evarim, these are the limbs. Uba'ilah melech gadol, and a great king comes upon it, v'sivei ba'isa, zeh yetzahara. Ubana alea mitzudim v'charamim, and he built snares and traps, elu avoinos. These are the sins that the yetzahara make us do. Umatzava ish miskein, there's an old man, a miskein, a poor man who's wise, v'chacham, zeh yetzer toiv. That's the Yetzer Toiv. Umilad Hu Esair, he saves the city, Bechachmasai, Zu Tshuva Masam Toivim. This is the repentance and good deeds. Ba'adam Loi Zachar Esoish HaMiskenahu, and man did not remember that wise, that poor man. Why? Because when the Yetzer comes upon you, it's Ke'ilu, you don't have the Yetzer Toiv. When the Yetzer grabs you, it's like, you know, you're prey to the Yetzer Hara. Debashas Yetzer Hara, less the Midgar Leili Yetzer Toiv. When the Yetzer Hara grabs you, nobody remembers the Yetzer Toiv. Hachachma ta'oiz lechacham me'asara shalitim. Wisdom is better, stronger for the wise man than 10 powerful officials. So it says wisdom gives strength to the wise person more than 10 rulers. What does this mean? Hachachma ta'oiz lechacham. Wisdom gives strength to the wise man. Zu tshuva masim tovim. That's repentance and good deeds. Me'asar shalitim, then 10 rulers. What are they? Shtei einayim, the two eyes. Ushtei aznayim, the two ears. Ushtei yadayim, the two hands. Ushtei raglayim, the two feet. V'roish hagviya, and the tip of the male member. Upeh, and the mouth. By the way, this also establishes a connection between the mila and the peh, which is connected to Rus. Rus has 85 psukim. Gematria peh, gematria mila. Let's see the Ran. Roish me'asar shalitim sholtim ba'adam. They have domain over man. Sharoiv masya adam nasin al yideh. Most of man's activities are accomplished through them. Amar Rabbi Zecharia mishum Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Zecharia said in the name of Rabbi Yishmael. Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu lahoitzi kuhuna mishem. God wanted to bring out kuhuna from shame. Shenemar v'hu kohen lekel elyon. He was a priest of the Most High. However, because he blessed Avraham before he blessed God, kivan shehikdim berchas Avraham leberchas amagim, since he blessed Avraham before the bracha of God, haitziya me Avraham, he brought out haitziya me Avraham, he took kahuna from he brought out kahuna from Avraham. Avraham became a kohen. Shenemar Vayavarchehu, he blessed Vayamar Baruch Avraham Lekel Elyoin Koine Shemaim Va'aretz Ubaruch Kel Elyoin. First he blessed Avram, then he blessed Kel Elyoin. Amar Lo Avram, Avram said to Malki Tzedek to Shem V'chimakdimin. Do you V'chimakdimin Berchas Eved LeBerchas Koinoi? Do you advance the blessing of a servant to the blessing of your creator? Do you advance the blessing of a servant to the blessing of the creator? Miyad nos nitna l'Avram. So immediately the kahuna was given to Avraham. Shenemar, Noom Hashem, the word of Hashem, Shev liyamini, it returns to my right hand. The Gemara is interpreting the word Shev, stay, sit at my right. Ad oshes oyvecha hadoim l'raglecha, until I place your enemy as a footstool for your feet. So Hashem told Avraham that I'm going to help you beat your enemies. I'm going to help you beat the kings. What does it say afterwards? Uvasreiksev. Afterwards it says nishba Hashem, God swore v'lo yinochem, and he will not be consoled. Ata kohen la'olam, you are a priest forever. Al divrasi malki tzedek. Literally, that means al divrasi, because of my words of Malki Tzedek, which we darshan to mean al diburay shal Malki Tzedek, because of the words of Malki Tzedek. V'haynu d'chsev, this is the meaning of the pasuk, v'hu koyein lekel elyoin. He's a koyein. Shame is a koyein, but not his children. V'ein koyein, hu koyein v'ein zaray koyein. He's a koyein, but his descendants are not. Says the Ran, Lefika chaytziya me Avraham, v'yafa pish Avraham mizaray shoshem. Ah, you'll ask, what do you mean Hashem brought it from Avraham? But Avraham is a descendant of Shem. No, loy zocha b'kuhuna machmas Shem. Avraham was not zocha into the kuhuna because of Shem, ela machmas atzmai. V'haynu d'amrinan, this is the meaning, hu kohen, he's a kohen v'ein zaray kohen. Kolomar shaloy zocha zaray b'kuhuna machamasai, that his descendants were not zocha to kuhuna because of him. Mishamhachi Natla Mikol Shar Zaroi, who was taken from all the other descendants of Shem. Venitna Lavram was given to Abraham. Nu'um Hashem Ladoini, David, who dekamer. David's saying this. See, today was David's yard site, so we have to get him in. De Nu'um Hashem Hoyo Ladoini, the word of Hashem was to my master, the Hainu Abraham, that is Abraham Shav Liyamini, stay by my right side. Sheheftichi, that he promised me, b'melechas arbas melechim, in the war of the four kings, sheyeshev li'imin Hashem, that he would sit on the right side of Hashem. Kalaymer Sheyehei BeEzrai, that Hashem would help him out. So what exactly does this mean? David is saying that the word of Hashem was to my master, who is the master of David, Abraham, Shev li Yamini, that he promised him in the war of the four kings that he would sit on his right side. And after that, in Tehillim, Uchsiv Bahu Mizmar, Ata Kohen La'olam, that Abraham would be a Kohen forever. So because of Shem's words, Abraham was a Kohen forever. Abraham was a Kohen forever. Now, Hadrin Alach Arba Nedarim. This concludes the four Nedarim. And now we begin Perek Ein Bein Hamudar. This first Mishnah is found in the Gemara in Megillah. And we're going to learn the difference between someone who takes a neder to aser hana to someone who takes a neder to aser food. Now, if you say, well, that those are very different because there are a lot of pleasures that are not food. But the truth is, even if you just aser food, any pleasure that could be sold and used, and the money used to buy food would also be aser. If let's say I say, I'm not going to get any food benefit from you, am I allowed to take money? No, because if you give me money, I could use the money to buy food. So what difference does it make if you aser pleasure or if you aser food? Ein bein hamudar hana mechaber. There's no difference between someone who takes a nether of pleasure from a certain lemudar emena meichal than asering food, ela drisas haregal, only rite of passage. Rite of passage is considered a gratuity, something that you just allow people to do. So it is a benefit, but it's not a food benefit. Or v'kelim she'en oisim hem oichal nefesh, or the ability to use kelim that you don't make food. So, because kelim that are not used to make food, if we ayaser food, you would be able to use. If I ask for pleasure, you would not be able to use. Hamudar macha mechaber. If I say you're not, I'm not going to get. If I say you can't get any pleasure from my food, lo yashilenu nafa. I can't lend you a sifter, ukvara, a sieve, reichaim, a millstone, v'tanur, an oven. Avo mashaloi cholak. I can lend you a shirt, v'tabas, a ring, v'talis, and a cloak, v'nezamim, and a nose ring. Let's see the Ran. If you ask for hana, that prohibits you from rites of passage. But if I only ask for food, so you're not getting a food benefit by walking through my field, or I'm not getting a food benefit by walking through your field. Or v'kelem shein oisim hem oichal nefesh. Desharu b'mudar machal. If I asked food, I'm allowed to use your kelim that are not used for food. Kol she'ein maskirin kiyotzvim, as long as these are not kelim that are normally rented out. But if it's a kli that's normally rented out, then even if I assert food, I can't use your bowling ball cleaner that is normally rented out, because then I'm saving money and I could use that money to buy food. Kinefarsh v'azol v'mudah hana asar. So if you ask for food, lo yashilenu nafa ukvara reichai matanor. Why do I need to mention all of these cases? Why do I need to mention all of these cases? Itzrich lemisnehani. It needs to list these cases. Ki hechi do leitesek adaiten. So you don't mistakenly think. Techiyamra de kelim shoyz mem oichal nefesh asiri nami b'mudah hana. I would think that when you ask her kalim of food, you know when you're not, if I say you're not to get food benefit from me, you know when you can't use my food kalim? Maybe that's only kalim that directly cook the food, but not kalim that prepare the food in its earlier stages. Hani mili kader shemavash limba. That's a pot that you cook in it. Inami shpud shatsoilin bai, or a spit that you roast with it, basar. Aval hani, but maybe a sifter or a sieve, which is not a direct grama, but it's goyrem de goyrem. Aval hani goyrem de goyrem nenu. The lishri, it should be mutter b'mudar meichel. Kamash malan. So the chiddush is that it's asar. Aval mashiloi chaluk v'talis nizamim v'tabas. I could lend you a shirt, a cloak, nose ring, an earring. The Gemara shakli v'tari. The Gemara is going to have a shakla v'tari. Iashmina and Rabu Subhani, are these a chiddush? Oiloi. So why did it have to teach it? Ela de taninu agav resha. Maybe it taught it agav. Okay. Man Tana, says Gemara, who's the Tana of our Mishnah, who basically says that if you asar hana, the guy, so if I say you can't get hana, you're not allowed to walk through my field. That means walking through a field is a real hana. Amar Rav Ada Bar Ava, Rabbi Lezer, he, the Tanya of Lezer, Amar Afilu Vitor Asar Bemudar Hana, even gratuities are prohibited when you make a neder to asar someone. Even though you can make the case, walking through my field is not a benefit. I would never charge you money. I would never charge somebody money for it. It's something that I just allow people to do. Even though you allow people to do it, nevertheless, if you asr somebody in Hana, it's still a benefit that you're giving someone, and they will not be able to walk through your field. This is called gratuities are asr mana. Says the Gemara, man tana, demudar hana, asr b'drus seregel, afilu vitor, masha darkon shamoichem. That which is the practice of sellers, levater, leloichen, to just freely give buyers, shemaisifin lahem, that they throw in a freebie, kishaloichen peirois echad oishnayim. If somebody buys one or two fruits, sometimes if somebody buys from you a dozen fruits, you'll throw in an extra one. So even a vitor, something that you would throw in, you can't throw in to someone who's asr b'neder. Afilu oisai vitor asr b'mudarna. Even that gratuity is asr if you asr hana. Ba'afagav dahavi zvina derami alapi. Even if it's a bad piece of merchandise that you're throwing in for free, therefore, it's asr if you make a neder to asr son b'hana. Hilkach drisas haregel asr. Therefore, writes a passage, traverser asr afagav d'loi kapti ba'inshi. Even though people are generally not makbid, asr b'mudah hana. Avo rabbanon pligi alei. The rabbanon that argue, they hold the kol hecha d'loi asr alav ela hana asai. Then a case where you only asr hana, rites of passage is not called hana. Kai gavno elemik hana. Why? Because if it's something that I'm usually not makbid about and I let other people do it, that's not called I'm giving you hana. Dikivan demidi d'loi kapti ba inshihu. Since it's something that people are not makbid on, ein ze kari nene mechaveroi. It's not called being nene from your friend. Okay, Rabbi, so hold it over here. Have a wonderful night. Agut avach. Agazunta zomer shkayach. Call to everyone. Good night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.